is it due to Father? Father God. Jeffersonville knows what hit him. I know the restaurant's known around town. Everybody I talk to is, well, we were in McDonald's, or we were in Culver's, or we were in the Pizza Hut, or we were something, and all once, or walking down the mall, and say, people just start busting out clapping and say, what are you people doing? Praise the Lord. Amen. Satan tries to do the opposite.
That's right.
And we know God sent a prophet.
Amen.
They got a pope. We got a prophet.
Amen.
I know devil's been trying to give me a box of rattlesnakes like a lot of you have been having those box of rattlesnakes. That kind of contagious over there. But you all been this other kind of contagious over here. Just the opposite.
Thank you, Lord.
Satan hates it. And he loves it. So it is wonderful. And it's wonderful to be here with you tonight. How many prospectors do we have here tonight? Oh, I got some big nuggets this week. I'm telling you, one of the enthusiasts. Great at work. Some of the brothers, a bunch of them come up and say, I've got 30 minutes in, I got 45 minutes in, I got the first hour in and stuff. And it's like, keep prospecting. Amen. Because there's a lot of nuggets. And that message, Brother Branham, says so much. It's just wonderful. Spiritual food, we know, in due season.
Amen.
Is for us today. And I just love how he says, take that sword, place it in the hands of faith.
Amen.
Amen. He says, I love how he says your salvation. He says, if that's all you got, he says, it's a big swipe. Swipe
Amen.
It.
Amen. Amen.
So that we're here tonight to get more faith.
Amen.
Hold on to it. He said, it's a double-edged sword that cuts both ways, going back and forth. He says, when it gets in your way, what do? You whack him. Then what happens when he comes after you again? Whack him again,
Amen.
He said.
Amen.
He said, you grab a hold of that double-edged sword and you don't let go and put it in the hands of faith. So we're
Amen.
Thankful to the Lord that we have that.
Amen.
And he says that we start to recognize who we are.
Amen.
That oneness, he said, with him. How beautiful is that?
Amen.
Where he says, in the beginning, there was one spirit. There's
Amen.
Only one spirit.
Amen.
And so we are part of him. That shows where Brother Branham says, that makes predestination. It's not no mystery then, predestination. If you're done before the foundation of the world, then he knew you before the foundation of the world. He knew you were going to be right here. He saved you from the beginning, so he can't lose you.
Amen.
We got a free ride. Brother Maconda, many of you, I think a lot of you know Brother Maconda out in Arizona. He says, people that leave their tapes on the shelf, he says, that's Jesus with dirty feet.
That's right.
I always love that statement. Because you got to stay in the Word, keep it washed all the time. And that's
Amen.
What the Lord's allowed us to do, is to stay in the Word and to see you and how it encourages you to stay in the Word and what it does to us. We stay before him in prayer. We stay for him in singing and worshiping and listening to the Word. And then it is what you are now.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit gives you. Just keep going up and up and up.
Amen.
We're all going up.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But it is that I was listening to some of my nuggets. I happen to have a good nugget here tonight. Got to hear the nuggets. Is that
Thank you, Lord.
One of the devil's biggest things that he does to everybody is that we make mistakes. We're just human. And I love something that Brother Branham said on that tape on Oneness the other night that just so encourages me every time. And if you've been listening again, you know where I'm getting ready to leave. Read. Because it's so important is that Satan's job is to beat us up. He's here. He's free. He's able to do it. He's got a right to doing it.
Yeah.
And he comes after you with what? The Word.
Yeah.
The Word is what. That's why it's so hard is he's telling you. It's like the things that he does tell you. It's the truth. All the things to repeat again, that you're worthless, that you're no good, that you make mistakes, and everything that he does tells you. It's the truth. You are. You make mistakes. You do things wrong. You things that you shouldn't do that you know that you're not supposed to do, but you don't. But I love what the prophet of God said.
Amen.
Ooh, it helps me so much. He says, we know we make mistakes, but you don't mustn't look at that. It's Amen. Not your mistakes because you're always going to have them. Amen. But you see, it's the following his rules, following yes. what he said to do. Amen. Stumble and falling doesn't have to be one thing to do with it. Doesn't have one thing to do with it. A real true servant, if he'll stumble, he gets right back
Amen.
Up.
Amen.
Right back into the path.
Amen.
As long as he's in the path of duty.
Yeah.
Key point. But if he's off of the path of duty, God's not obligated to him.
Yeah, right.
But as long as he's in the path of duty, God is obligated to him,
yeah.
knowing that he's just a man or a woman. He's obligated to that person as long as they're in the path of duty.
Amen.
God Praise is obligated to you.
That's
in the path of duty.
Yeah.
If you're rotten, you're just doing something willfully in sin, you do something wrong, he's not obligated to you.
That's right.
But don't forget, when you're in the path of duty, you're trying to follow the Lord, trying to serve him with all that you have into you, you're going to stumble and fall.
Amen.
Satan usually tells, it is to me most of the time, he tells you, okay, you're back down to zero again. Have you ever felt that way? It's like, goodness sakes, here I'm starting all over again. I'm down at the bottom. You're not at the bottom again. You're not there. You're right there. He says he doesn't even see it. Father doesn't even see it. He says all that he sees is the
blood.
That precious blood. He says that's the only thing that he sees. Doing that is thinking this afternoon of the things what the Lord's been doing for us, and that we've heard, we've recognized, we're acting upon it.
Amen.
And that to do that, though, we must be, what we're getting ready to hear tonight, we must be perseverant.
Right. Amen.
To keep pressing on. I like how Brother Branham says that perseverant means you just keep on. You just got to keep on.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus, I'm on your hands. I'm not going no place.
Amen.
It's like what Peter said to him. He says, well, why don't you leave me? Why don't you go? And he goes, where would I go? There's no place to go. Only the Father is the only place that we can go. So if we keep pressing on, it's just all the time, Lord, here I am. I ain't going no place. I'm going to keep pressing on. I'm going to keep pressing that battle. When I fall, I'm just going to get right back up again because I'm here. And as we've been taught, it's just like a baby. If you got little babies, the more they cry, the more they get attention. I just want to cry to him and cry to him and cry to him because I want all of his attention.
Amen.
And I feel sorry for it if you don't cry. He says that so that if we do that and keep before Father all the time, he's always somewhere listening to us and watching us and what we do. But it is by faith. That's our very foundation of everything, is our faith. He
Amen.
Said that's what taking this sword, which is the word, you've got to hold it with a hand of faith. You've got to have faith to believe it.
Yeah.
If it doesn't matter, it's like Brother Branham says, he says, you come up in the prayer line, he says, do you believe I'm healed? He goes, yeah, I know you're healed. Because the word says you're healed.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So it's not saying nothing new. Jesus said you were healed. So that you're healed. But it's your faith to accept what he's done.
Amen.
If you don't have the faith and accept it, he says that's a big swatch that you got to go there. You got to have it. So if faith is the foundation, we know what faith is. As he gives to it, is faith is... cometh by
hearing
the
word.
And the word came to the
prophets.
is always putting things in your mind constantly all the time. It's kind of strange how I was talking with some brothers today is how that you wouldn't think it's like we're here and the Holy Spirit's here. We feel him. We know he's here. But man, Satan battles you right here. I mean, he's right here hammering you. And it doesn't matter where you are. He's there. He's always around. He's always lurking. So I wanted to say that. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing the word. Amen. Word comes to the prophet.
Amen.
So don't, like I told you the other day, and now you've been clapping everywhere. I love it. Is that a scripture that came to me is with that. It's something that is in 2 Peter. It's always blessed my heart. And it says, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things.
Yes.
Though ye know them and be established in the present truth.
Yes.
Yea, I think it meet as long as I am in this tabernacle to stir you up by putting you in remembrance.
Amen.
So, boo devil.
Amen.
Talk about all the time, and if you don't believe that, you've missed it.
That's right.
Because it's like we say, is now the message we're hearing tonight is made for us tonight.
Amen.
We believe that with all of our heart.
Amen.
It is. It's not a dead. It's nothing old. Like you said, and this is really old. This is a lot older than the message that was brought that we're going to hear tonight, but it is the word.
Yes.
So let us stand tonight. We want to welcome him. We bow our heads. Take everything out of our minds and the things of the world today, of everything that we have, all the distractions that we have. Life is a constant struggle. Life is. But how wonderful it is to be in the presence of Almighty God.
Amen.
For we truly believe that with all that our heart, that it is. He's here. He's alive.
Amen.
It's an empty tomb today. No one has got that but us. Christian world, there's an empty tomb today.
Yes.
And everything that we have need of is the Lord Jesus has already made a way for us.
Amen.
Our healing is there. Our salvation is there.
Amen.
Everything that we have need of, whatever's on your heart,
yes,
he's here to give it to you. He's done give it to you.
Yes.
It's just accepting it.
Amen.
That's grabbing that sword now. You're getting ready to. You're getting ready to grab that sword with a hand of faith.
Yes.
And say, Lord, you know my heart. You know what I have need of. Lord, you even, I don't even know all that I have need of, but I know I need more of you.
Yes. Amen.
More of you and less of me.
Amen. Yes.
But how wonderful, Lord, we're going to be able just to fellowship with you and to talk to you. And Lord, we know that you're going to give us the desire of our heart and that we're not going to be the same person to leave this building, because we know according to the word, you can't be.
Amen. Amen.
So how much greater do we have in store? Because the word is greater and greater and greater.
Amen.
We have many requests that have came in. Lots of unspoken requests and prayer requests. A lot of sick people and some prayer cloths that are here. I know that we have some brothers that are going out of the country, especially one of our members, our brother Trevor, and I think he's going for Brother Soderquist. Our brother Adam Evans and Brother Joe Cannell, they're going into Mexico. We want to remember them, give them traveling mercies as they go. And we have some other people in the hospital. I know my father-in-law is in the hospital. And there's others that are saying they have to have surgery. No, they don't.
Amen.
If you're sick, not no more.
Glory.
Because the bride of Christ is united together. And we're going to take their names, which it doesn't matter if you know them or not. He does.
Amen.
That's what's important. He knows their names. He knew it before they wrote them down. He knew before it was here. And he's going to answer their prayer.
Amen.
He's going to answer their prayer and your prayer.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
If you believe that. Hallelujah.
So, we want to just reach out and touch him tonight as he comes by, because he's going to come in and out of the seats and up and down the aisle.
Amen.
He's going to come talk to you tonight. He's here to fellowship with you.
Amen.
And we're just going to welcome him here tonight to be with us.
Thank you.
So as we sing our little songs and invite our Brother Samuel to come up and take these requests before the Lord, let's just reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by.
Oh, yeah.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he
adoration of praise.
Yes.
To thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us. Lord, you purchased our salvation. You purchased our healing. Lord, you give us the law. You give us your prophet. You sent your pillar of fire, Lord. Vindicated servant message for the hour. Lord, thank you, Lord, for this. Lord, you've met every need. You've made every provision. And we thank you, Lord, this evening for it, Lord. Lord, as these requests have been made known, Lord, by the lifting of the hand, Lord, and written down. And Lord, you even see the heart, Lord. Oh God, we place it before you, Lord, because you're the great physician.
Yes.
You're the one that works it all out for us, and we appreciate it. And Lord, as that word goes forth tonight, Lord, quicken it, Lord, to our heart by revelation, Lord. Just anchor it down deep, Lord. May we just feast on it, Lord, because it is thus saith the Lord. Amen. Lord, we love you, Lord. Lord, be with Brother Joseph tonight, Lord. Encourage him, Lord. Give him strength, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Lord, just help him, Lord. And Lord Jesus, just give him that strength, Lord. May your angel just touch him, Lord. Just give him that he has need of in his heart, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. And be in this service, further part of it, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's sing that song. Teach me, Lord.